Call of West Lafayette Village Council meeting to order. Please stand for the pledge and prayer. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for granting us the privilege to meet tonight. We ask for your blessing, wisdom, and guidance as we conduct the business of the village. Amen.
Okay, for everybody present, if you didn't hear, Joel's here via conference line tonight, so we'll get started. Roll call.
Wheeler.
Yep.
Fisher.
Yep.
Fortune.
Yes.
Powell.
Yes.
Maurer.
Yes.
Cheney.
Yes. Okay, you've all been presented prior to the meeting with copies of the minutes of the March 13th, 2023 regular council meeting. If there are no corrections, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion to approve March 13th, 2023 minutes.
Second. Cheney.
Yes.
Maurer.
Yes.
Powell.
Yes.
Fortune.
Yes.
Fisher.
Yep.
Wheeler.
Here.
Here.
Under correspondence, you all have in your packet a copy of Coshocton County General Health District 2022 annual report. Following our last council meeting, I did attend the DAC public health meeting. I act as secretary on that board, and we did have a review of this report, so I suggest you take some time to review it. It's kind of interesting information on the county as far as the health district goes. No citizens' comments. Let's jump into reports. Nothing from fire, fiscal officer, Amy.
Okay, thank you. Going to legislation first. Only a couple pieces I'm going to touch on, and then going to administrators and address the rest of it. First one I want to point out is resolution 2023-16 that will receive its second reading tonight, and that is resolution to add funds. I did provide you with an updated copy of that. I did have to add another line item in there. So we have in that 610 OWA sewer fund. That is the fund that we're using to track the money coming in and out from the loan proceeds that we're getting from OWDA for our wastewater project we have going on. So I just needed to appropriate the rest of that money. We have more invoices coming in from Thrasher doing that engineering work, and I need to pay those invoices. So that would be the rest of the money that will need to be appropriated into that fund, the rest of that loan. So $62,881.48. The next one I'm going to address is resolution 2023-19, and that is a resolution authorizing us to participate in the Dot Road Salt contract for 2023. And that's something that we do every year. So we're seeing the first reading tonight. We do have a deadline of May 1st in order to submit our request of how many tons of salt or salt we'll need for next year, or for this fall and next spring. So once we get that passed, then I'll reach out to family and ask them how many tons we need. But we need to enter into that contract with them. The rest of the legislation, like I said, I'll have Tammy address in her report. Bills are passed around for approval. The only other thing I wanted to make mention is that Claire and I attended a meeting in Coshocton. Right after our last council meeting to talk about the banner program that we're wanting to start here in the village. It's going to be a county wide program to where the family members want to purchase a banner to hang in honor of their either past or present military member, that they can do that. We're looking at a cost. I believe the final cost is going to be $55 for that. They'll have the option to purchase yard signs. There's still some tweaks that need to be made to the application process for that, so we're waiting on that to come back, and they're going to start doing some advertising for it. We also need to purchase some brackets to go on the poles up and down. We're planning on doing it up and down Main Street here in the village. And then I think also North Kirk Street. So as people are coming into the village from that direction, we thought about also if we have a great response from it, we'll go down Oak Street as well, down towards Burke Park in that area around the schools. Shopton Foundation, they're looking to Shopton Foundation to help fund the purchase of the brackets, not only for us, but anybody in the county that's needing them. It sounds like they're going to be willing to do that. So we're going to get the final word on that as well. And our hopes are to have a turnaround to where we can start hanging those banners up Memorial Day. And we'll have them up every year for Memorial Day through Veterans Day. So give you more of an update when I know more and let you know when the applications are ready. So we'll just want to try and spread that word as much as we can to let people know that we're doing that in the county. And they'll have the option as to where they want to place those banners too. So if they're a resident of the village here in Lafayette, they can request to have their banners come here if that's where the family members at. They want to be honored. So that's all I have on that program. And that's all for my report tonight.
Okay, no police report. Joel, you have anything you need to add tonight for solicitor?
Nothing.
Okay, village administrator, Tammy.
Good evening.
Hello.
We had, I talked a little bit about this earlier. We had a few roofs damaged to some of our buildings, police and fire, and two storage buildings. Some shingles come off, so I've been working on that today with Amy and getting estimates to repair those. It didn't appear that there were a lot of trees down or anything through town, so that's good. I have a few project updates also. The Oak Street sewer, storm sewer replacement project, and the resurfacing part of that. The contract was awarded to MJ Excavating in Sugar Creek. And they are tentatively starting, waiting on materials. They'll tentatively start that in mid-April. The county commissioners are currently accepting bids for the neighborhood revitalization grant, which was the projects in the park and Waterworks Park and paving the parking lot and things. And they're accepting those bids until Monday, April 10th at 10, and then they'll be open right after that. Then also we were awarded as a village a $50,000 grant and a $51,000 loan from OPWC to help with the village share of the sewer outfall replacement project. And then another project I have working is that we have discussed sidewalks again at the end of the year, beginning of this year, about completing Russell as a whole. We have, you know, the one section that they're currently working on, but then after that, we wanted to look at doing the rest of Russell from Johnson to Plainfield Road, and to do that as one project. And I have a resolution for you all to consider to that would allow us to hire an engineer to do design work and the bid, prepare the bid packages and all that, and help with getting it advertised, and then also the awarding of the bid. Contract work. So it will be obviously based on what we've already done. It's too big of a project it's too big of a project in size and scope and dollar amount to where we can do it without bidding it out. So that's all I wanted to say on that. And then we have Resolution 2023-17, and that is for approving Winmar Farms application pursuant to revised code section 929.02. Do I need to read all of this since it's being affirmed? Okay. Then the other resolution, 2023-18. To approve the Schertz Family Farms Limited Partnership application pursuant to revised code 929.02.
Both of these are renewals from that act.
Renewals of application, yes. I have 2023-20. This would authorize the sale by internet auction of, for this calendar year, 2023, of municipally-owned personal property. It would allow us to sell it on our website, and then we can, you know, we'll advertise in the newspaper that we will be selling obsolete or unfit merchandise property on the internet. And then 2023-21 is the resolution for the engineering services for the sidewalk. The rest of us left. That is all I have. Thank you.
Okay, moving on. Committee reports. Buildings and property?
Nothing at this time.
Community and business development?
Nothing at this time.
Community relations?
We just have that the chamber meets here tomorrow at 6:30.
Finance?
Finance, nothing at this time.
Nothing for fire dependency board, ordinance?
Nothing at this time.
Park board?
Nothing at this time.
Planning commission?
Nothing at this time.
Public safety?
Nothing at this time.
Public works?
Nothing at this time.
Records retention, nothing, rules, nothing. Okay, let's take care of the legislation. Up for second reading, resolution to amend the 2023 permanent appropriations ordinance 2022-68, adding funds. That's the second reading. And these next two have the emergency clause. Resolution 2023-17, a resolution to approve Windmar Farms application pursuant to revised code section 929.02.
Motion to waive the rules and three required readings for resolution 2023-17.
Second.
Howell?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Maurer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Fisher?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yes.
Okay, up next is resolution 2023-18. Again, this contains the emergency clause, a resolution to approve the Church Family Farms Limited Partnership application pursuant to revised code section 929.02.
Motion to suspend the rules and the three required readings for resolution 2023-18.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Motion to adopt resolution 2023-18.
Second.
Cheney?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fisher?
Yep.
Howell?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Up for first reading is resolution 2023-19, a resolution authorizing participation in the ODOT road salt contract award in 2023. That's the first reading. Up for its first reading is resolution 2023-20, a resolution authorizing the sale by internet auction during calendar year 2023 of municipally owned personal property which is not needed for public use or which is obsolete or unfit for use for which it was acquired pursuant to Ohio Revised Code Section 721.15D. That's the first reading. Up next, first reading, Resolution 2023-21. A resolution authorizing the fiscal officer and village administrator to execute all documents necessary with Verdantis for the purpose of engineering services for sidewalk replacement in the village of West Lafayette, Ohio. That's the first reading. And that takes care of the resolution. Under other business, for park work, Chris, the schools, I was over and spoke to a bunch of students for the Act of the Bell program over here at the school, for the elementary school, and I'll be speaking this Thursday to the middle school. But during that conversation, I was approached, the school was going through a fund drive collecting model caps and so on and so forth for benches, and they have been donating these benches, and their last bench will be coming soon, and they would like to donate that bench to the village to put in either one of the two parks.
Awesome.
So it's up to this body. If you approve it, I will let them know, and let me know where you want it put at, and when it gets here, I'll make sure that you know of it. But I guess they're pretty stout benches, so what's your thoughts?
Would they have a druthers where they would like to have it?
No, they just want to donate it. They asked if we could go here or the Ball Diamond.
Awesome. I think that's a great idea.
I'd like to see it at the Waterworks myself, since we have all that coming from the Revitalization Committee. Mm-hmm. So I think that would be
probably
nice
get,
there.
Probably get more use over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Probably wouldn't get it destroyed.
Yeah.
That too.
All right, if I can entertain a motion for that.
A motion to accept the bench from Ridgewood Schools to put at the Waterworks Park.
Second.
When completed.
I'll second.
Fortune?
Yes.
Howe?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fisher?
Yep.
Maurer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Okay, I don't have anything else for council tonight. Let's schedule any committee meetings.
You two available next Monday for ordinance? I'm working on your jump meter. And your solar panels.
Third?
Should be.
Six?
Yeah.
Next Monday at 6, ordinance?
Monday at 6.
And then finance the 10th at 6:30.
Anybody else? Going once, going twice. Dawn, here's what I have. Ordinance 4-3 at 6 o'clock. Finance 4-10 at 6:30 p.m. Okay? Bills been around?
Yes, sir.
Entertain a motion to pay the bills.
Motion to pay the bills.
Second.
Cheney?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Howe?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yep.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Okay. Joel, is there any need for any executive sessions? Are we good for now? Saying we're good for now.
He gone.
He's lost.
I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Now you're supposed to have Adam do that.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fisher?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yes.
Howe?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
7:19, we are adjourned.
He's got to get on the ball.
I know. I was like looking at him.
I gave a presentation and I got
Amy, so how can somebody submit a name for the banner stuff?
They'll be able to, once the applications are finalized and tweaked, they will be.
Yeah. It's all right. I'm not going to put her up.
Yeah. all of those entities are going to have applications that will go online and right there at registration buildings. So I was writing about this, and I want to know how to get somebody on there. Yeah, because we don't have, I mean, I have, it's in control, just to make it how we want it for ours, so I mean, technically.
For the application?
Yeah, for the application, we pretty much have the basic information in there, so I'm just gonna make our own application. It was up, I should have my things with Judd, on the banners, so. Alright, I think we're back to doing the same veteran on both sides, instead of having two different ones. So, especially for this first go around.
It's right out here somewhere, right along the river.
A lot of money, and,
I mean, it's gonna save money.
What if somebody wants that flag?
That banner, yeah.
Right, you know what I mean? Exactly, cause I know if I put Jamin up there, I'm gonna want that flag, I don't want my own flag. I'm just speaking of.
Why not?
Cause I would definitely want Jamin up there.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going home to eat.
Okay, see you later.
And I would apply for it, I just have to wait, it's kind of on hold. Okay, so I'll wait, cause the minute I run that, people are gonna be like, well, how do I, you know what I mean?
And I'm gonna be out the rest of this week to even work on it, and so.
But it's very interesting, even more, it's organized, so, yeah, that's something else. Alright. Okay, keep me informed.
Thank you.
Do you need anything before you go on meetings later?
I don't think so, do you need this, and I can email it to you from me, or it'll be on.
I'm gonna email him to the guy at the.
But you don't need to send a copy of the resolutions with your email. Who are you emailing? Are you emailing?
Alex Taylor, no, the guy at Augers, yes.
Does he need a copy of the?
I don't know, I was gonna send one.
So, yeah.
That questionnaire is in PDF form.
I know, and that's the part I'm trying to figure out, how, I'm just gonna have to print it out, and I don't know.
You have a type for it?
It is.
You don't have a type for it?
I know how to put the text boxes in there and type in it, but I can't design it. I don't know how to put an electronic signature on it.
We'd have to print it out to sign it.
Thank you. It's just gonna be.
Yeah, it's okay though.
Yeah, no, it's just.
Oh, well.
Okay.
It's a good life if you don't weaken.
Awesome, yeah.
I say it's a good life if you don't weaken.
If I ever open the one bottle of Blanton that I got, I'll give you a sample. It's a special bottle, it's 129.2 proof.
Cool. That stuff you give me wasn't as strong as I figured it would be.
No, it's more sweet. Yeah, cause it was only 100 proof.
I envisioned it taking my breath away and, you know, I'll just write back.
No, that rum barrel takes that all out of it, puts that sweetness in it.
Mellow. It's mellow.
How we're an expert here.
Akron 2 weekends ago. Driving the guy, he's got a. This is the guy that I'm thinking of last time about, Weller Red Lake. Weller and Perry, they can't get one. Well, this guy's got a buddy who runs a bar in New York City, so he wants to work Weller Red. So this guy, you get Weller Red, you tell him what you want. There's I got a whole list to work on. This is worth this much on the secondary, you just swap out. He'll get you what you want, you give him what he needs, he'll ship it. Works out for everybody. Cause I get stuff that you can't get in Ohio, I get stuff they can't get.
Why can it only serve certain states?
Project on both.
How the states work out.
Some of that.
They're probably not greasing your own palm.
See, like Ohio's a troll state, so Ohio sets the prices. Ohio, everything goes through the state. Ohio owns the liquor in the state.
Okay.
Kentucky
Kentucky's not, not controlled, so.
Cause I take the six people.
You name the price.
You fly.
So, like. The bottle of land straight from the barrel, I could probably drive to Kentucky south for $350.
Have you ever done a rolling trail?
No.
I get.
But she says something about it. I had to go to the winery last week, and I don't drink wine. And then she's like, I need you to take April 28th, I think.
Mm-hmm.
For what? Just take that off. I got plans. I'm like, for what? Well, me and some of the girls, we decided we're gonna have a getaway, so we wanna go to Great Wolf Lodge for 2 days.
I ain't got no kids, I don't wanna go there with everybody else is free. Even the people that are there that have kids, like, are you nuts? Do you know how bad that is?
So she's like, the other day, she's like, you wanna go to Kentucky the weekend before we go to Great Wolf Lodge? I said, you can't buy my happiness at this point.
Trying real hard.
And I already got on the shelf what I needed from Kentucky. I went to Akron and got it. No, I didn't want to. I just, like, a lot of the distilleries, like Buffalo Trace, they only scheduled out a month in advance. So they opened up April, just this month. Well, she got to have a 2 month notice for work. So I said, I can't just yell, let's go to Kentucky, but I don't want to get to do any of the tours.
You have to schedule?
Yeah.
Really?
A lot of them.
Yes. I want to go back that far. Awesome.
I toured the course plant.
Yeah. A lot of the bourbon stuff down there, like your bigger.
You just walk in? I mean, you just.
They showed the Buffalo Trace on the 6th. I don't know what day it was, but somebody snapped their picture. There were 200 people in line before they were open just to get into the shop, the gift shop.
Oh, really? Oh, my gosh. The course plant, you just, of course, on the eons ago, you just walked in and. You paid your money and you took the tour.
There's like the Angel's Envy, you can get in there. It's not one of the sought after ones, but a lot of, because they do, so you do a tour, and Angel's Envy was $75 a person, but you go and they pour your own bottle.